Welcome to the Unfolding Podcast. This is a space where we explore what it really looks like to trust yourself, say no without guilt, and live like your life actually belongs to you. I am Erica Voll. I am a decision mentor and inner trust guide and the creator of the True Yes Framework. I work with women, mainly those in midlife, to trust their inner guidance, understand their unique strengths, and stop saying yes to what drains them. Using human design, coaching, and Reiki, we clear the noise so their no feels powerful and their yes feels true. On this show, we have honest conversations about self-trust, boundaries, energy, and identity, especially for women in midlife who are done living by the shoulds. You'll hear stories and insights and tools rooted in human design, coaching, and real life to help you stop overthinking and start making decisions that feel clear, grounded, and true for you. So let's get into today's conversation. What do you really want? That can be such a huge, daunting question. This was a question my career coach asked me last year. It was around, what do I want my day to look like? What do I want to feel like at the end of my workday? What does my work environment look like? How do I feel when I wake up in the morning? These were all questions I was like, yeah, I can answer these questions. But then when I really started to dig in, I realized I didn't know what I wanted in a job. I mean, I knew deep down what I really wanted, but that was my five-year goal. That was not something I could do right away because I needed to make money. So I did the visualization that she walked us through and I wrote down all the stuff. And in the back of my mind was always, I don't want another job. I just want to be a coach. I felt that so deeply, but I felt like I should get another job that was that bridge job or a stopgap while I built my business. But it also started to feel like something I was doing and it was going to be another thing that would be pushing my dream down the road. Being a full-time coach was a someday goal. And little did I know that 6 months later, I would be leaving my job to be a full-time coach. I feel very much like my future self was pulling me towards something. Something in my future knew that that's what I was meant for now, not in 5 years. And the wild thing is this was not new for me, this fear of dreaming too big. It's been with me for a long time. I realized I had been setting safe, realistic goals for years, not because they lit me up, because they were achievable. They kept me from having to feel disappointed. And that pattern, it goes all the way back to 2017, even further back, really, honestly. In 2017, I bought a planner that completely shifted how I thought about dreaming. I bought this book that changed my life. I know so many people have said that a book changed their life. I mean, this one literally changed my life. And this was not a normal book. And it was definitely not a normal planner. This book was the Dragon Tree Dream Book and Planner. And I've talked about this book before. It introduced me to one of my first teachers I ever worked with. It's introduced me to friends, my coaching certification, and most importantly, to dreaming. Not in the sleeping sense, but like in the idea of envisioning my future life. What made this planner so different was the questions in the first 25 pages of the planner. In the directions, it says, projecting 3 years in the future of your most delightful dreams, consider these details about what you want your life in 6 different aspects. This is the sentence that really struck me. Let yourself be unrestrained in your answers. You are not committing to anything at this point. If anything were possible, what would you choose? Whew. I didn't know. But that 75 questions was my introduction into dreaming and visioning my future life. And in essence, I was really connecting to my future self. What did I want things to look like? How did I want them to feel? All the things that I was not even considering in my current 2017 state of just getting by, keeping my head down at a job where I was miserable, being a wife and a mom to a rambunctious 3-year-old. I wrote things down that felt a little crazy at the time, but I also kept them realistic. And the first few years, I didn't realize it at the time, but I was writing what I thought I should want because the things I wanted deep down were not realistic and it, there was no way they could possibly happen in the next 3 years. They were someday goals. I found myself setting goals that were realistic so that I could meet them, and then there was no disappointment. There was no disappointment in myself that I could not meet those goals. And then I would set those realistic goals, and then I would meet them for the year. And I felt so good. I was like, yeah, I can do this. I'm into this goal setting thing. But those big impossible goals, they were like lifetime goals that I might do, but they were this pipe dream that also felt like they were never going to happen. But I could put them on paper and just hope that they would happen. And then 1 year, something totally unexpected happened that felt so magical. 1 year, I wrote in my dream book that I wanted my family to visit the Grand Canyon in 10 years. 3 weeks later, I was having lunch with my mom, and she said that she and my dad wanted to take our whole family to the Grand Canyon this year. I had to stop. I could not believe what I was hearing. I had just written it down 3 weeks ago, and it was not happening in 10 years. It was happening in less than one. And that really is the power of writing your dreams and your goals down. When you write things down, it activates something called the reticular activating system, or the RAS for short. The RAS is a small network of neurons in your brain that acts like a filtering system. It decides what information gets your attention and what doesn't. Your brain is constantly bombarded with millions of bits of information every single second. Sounds, colors, words, sensations that you have, the environment around you. The system actually filters that flood so that you can focus on what your brain believes is important. So how this works in our everyday life is truly remarkable. Imagine you're thinking of buying a red car. Suddenly you see red cars everywhere, and they were always there, but now your brain is so alert to them because it's been told that red cars matter. Or maybe when you were younger, you were trying to get pregnant, and it suddenly felt like every woman you saw was pregnant. That is the reticular activating system in action. Your brain is saying, this is relevant now, and it starts showing you more of it. And when you take the time to write down a vision, your RAS is giving your brain instructions. This is what I want more of. Help me notice when it shows up. So even when this goal feels big, your brain starts looking for these breadcrumbs that lead you there, these opportunities and the people and the ideas, the resources that you might have missed otherwise. It doesn't guarantee an outcome, but it increases your awareness and it helps you make aligned choices that actually move you forward. When you write it down, your brain starts to look for ways to make it real. It starts to believe that it's possible. You don't need to know how it will happen. You just need to be willing to take one next step. And a lot of times, you won't see the path clearly until you're already walking on it. This is why I have such a problem with New Year's resolutions. Most New Year's resolutions fail. I mean, by February, 80% of people have abandoned them. Why? Because they're usually unrealistic. They are disconnected from your values. They are built on shoulds. I should lose 30 pounds this year. I should do this. I should find a new job. And they lack a plan, accountability, and deeper meaning. On the other hand, people who commit to something during Lent are often more successful. And here's why. You have community support, you have friends and family, and there are others who are observing Lent. And it's also a shorter time frame, and there are values associated with observing Lent and observing what you have committed to, and it's not just a goal. That's why at this time of year, it's so important to take a pause and check in with your future self and actually ask, what do I actually want for the next year? And it's also helpful to revisit any goals that you've named this past year. Do those goals or your vision need to be revised? Because they've evolved over the last year. You have evolved over the last year. Once I sat in a job interview feedback meeting, I didn't get the job and I wanted to talk to the hiring manager. And she said to me, "Erica, what's your 5-year plan? I don't know how this job fits into your 5-year plan." I could feel my body wanting to sink into the floor. And I was frustrated because I didn't have a 5-year plan. My only plan for the next 5 years was to not be working at that library. And I could not share my real 5-year plan with her and my hopes and my dreams. It wasn't until that meeting that I realized how much I not only hate that question, but why 5-year plans can feel so confining. 5-year plans like lock us into this single tunnel vision trek. Anything that deviates from that can feel like a failure or that we're getting off track, and instead of an opportunity or a fork in the road to go in another direction that may be where you are meant to go. Real life does not work on this tunnel vision. Sometimes your biggest dreams show up on that detour. Sometimes that timing is not yours to control, which is so hard for us. Sometimes what you think you want or you should want is actually not what deep down you truly desire. You've just been conditioned. Those things that you are told you should want, like having a nice house or having a certain family arrangement. This is why dreaming matters so much and why visioning matters too. Not to map every single step, but to open yourself up to possibilities. And I teach this with my clients, and the same thing happens over and over. And when I ask, they're like, "I don't know what I want." Because for so long, they have been doing what they should do. They have been chasing those shoulds and goals that made everyone else comfortable. They made goals that were realistic and made sense on paper, goals that they could share with other people. But rarely did they stop and ask, "What do I actually truly want?" When we start to connect to that future version of ourselves, the one that has achieved what we really want, it really changes everything. You start to say no to things that are not in alignment for what you want. You also start to notice opportunities you've never considered before, and you stop trying to fit your energy into someone else's strategy. When you have this big impossible goal, the goal that you don't know how you'll get there, but you know that when those right opportunities present themselves, that your body is like saying this full body yes. I call this the clear yes goal. These are goals that feel big, maybe impossible, but it gives you a reason to get out of bed every morning. For me, when I started to do this work, I was like, "I can't do that," because my brain immediately went to like all of the things that, all the reasons I could not do it, and all wanting to do all the steps to get to that goal. And when I stepped back and I was like, "I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it," that opened me up to the next step. And then it gave me small tasks to get to the next step. Because maybe that next step is a left turn that will shift you and your path towards that goal or the destination you are wanting. And your human design decision-making process really helps you know how that yes shows up for you. It might come from a gut response. It might come after an emotional wave. It might come from just an inner knowing, or you might even need to talk it out. So if you are tired of setting resolutions that never stick, or you've stopped dreaming altogether, or you've even stopped making big goals, I want to invite you to my next free workshop. It's called What Do You Actually Want? It is Thursday, December 11th at 12:30 Central. It's 90 minutes to reflect on 2025, and then we're going to reconnect you with your future self to create this vision that feels expansive so that it doesn't feel confining, and we're going to tap into what you truly want, not what you've been told you should want. If you feel like you're ready for more, we're going to dive deeper into this work starting in January. But first, I want you to join us for this workshop. Thanks for being here and for dreaming with me and for trusting me that you don't have to have it all figured out. Because you don't need to see the whole path. You just need to know that next step when that opportunity presents itself. And if this episode spoke to you, please follow the show, leave a quick review, and share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. Until next time, have a great week.